Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, speaking of Red October and speaking of everything going on here at 94 WIP, let me introduce the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies, as we are proud to make an announcement in one moment. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. He's put together quite a team. Mr. John Middleton is with us in the house. John, hello, and congratulations, John, on a wonderful regular season.
Well, thanks. It's a long journey from Clearwater to where we are. We've still got some road to travel. I'm excited about it. I think the team has really done a great job. Rob's done a fabulous job with his coaching staff, and obviously Dave's done a great job with his assistant GMs, and Sam is the GM, and putting a really terrific team together.
You know, Rob, John, let me tell you this. We know through the years there have been some exceptional owners in Philadelphia sports, and Ed Snyder was one, and David Montgomery was one, and Jeffrey Lurie, you really, John, I mean, the town is so proud of the organization that you have going on right now. Congratulations. I don't mean this in a 2024 sense. I mean where it's been the last couple years and where I believe, and I think most of us believe, it's going to head for a number of years. You have really stamped your mark in Philadelphia as a great owner in Philadelphia sports.
Thank you.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. It's a humbling challenge to be to do what we're doing here, because it's a very high standard you have to meet, and you have to meet it consistently. So, and I think, as I said, Dave is, well, in my opinion, when you ask the question, who is the greatest baseball executive in history? I think the list starts with Dave Dombrowski.
Wow.
And I say that because there are five GMs, and I'm using that term as the top baseball executive as opposed to president of baseball ops, or his actual title is. But there are five GMs who have won a World Series title with two different teams. He's one of those five. But no one in the history of baseball has ever taken more than two different teams to the World Series, and Dave's done it four times.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's great stuff. John Middleton with us here on WIP. Of course, we're all so excited for the next couple of weeks in Red October, and, you know, a real chance for the Phillies to have their third World Series in club history, to grab it and host another parade here in Philadelphia. Let me pivot right now to an announcement, and we've been teasing this for a couple of days here. We here at WIP, our show, our radio station, our parent company, Odyssey, and I know in conjunction with the Philadelphia Phillies, are very proud to announce that we have agreed with the Phillies to a multi-year extension to keep Phillies baseball here on 94 WIP, Sports Radio 94 WIP, for years to come. Phillies baseball on WIP, which of course means the Odyssey app and all. And John, we are so happy, thrilled, and proud to have Phillies baseball on WIP.
Well, I would echo that. We're happy, thrilled, and proud too. I, you know, obviously being a baseball fan all my life, I grew up listening to the radio. I think there's a very special relationship between radio and baseball. We've had some spectacularly great Hall of Fame great Harry Callis and Bisom and other near greats like Bill Campbell. And I remember being in Ocean City, New Jersey, and listening to the signal fade in and out at like 9 o'clock at night, and I'd be constantly fiddling with the dial to try to get back. I remember, I can think about driving, you know, at night, you know, long distance, and I'm listening to the radio. And there's just, I think the pace of baseball and the way there's kind of a pause between pitches and between batters, and it's just a wonderful, and the great announcers, and I think Scott Fransky is as good as anybody I've ever heard.
Agreed.
Including Bisom and Harry Callis. And I think they really tell a story. They use those lulls to tell a story and paint a picture. And you kind of imagine in your mind what they're seeing as they relate it. And I'm thrilled because you guys are home to us. You guys make me feel comfortable and warm. And I'm really grateful to have this relationship.
Well, thanks, John. Well, we are as well. Let me say the games, you know, I referenced there. We're talking about, of course, you know, select spring training games. We're talking about regular season games and Red October, and also, you know, on WIP, but also streamed on the Odyssey app, which is a huge part of the presentation of our radio station, the Odyssey app. So happy for years to come, Phillies baseball here on WIP. John, let's talk to you for a few more minutes, of course, as you get ready for a third crack at it and a town that is so excited for what's up ahead here.
John, how much does winning a championship mean?
Pretty much everything. I said on this show years ago when Angelo asked me, I said, you know what, I'm going to either win a title or I'm going to die trying. And, you know, I hope, you know, the time I said that many years ago, I think people kind of were like, okay, show me. I mean, I understand that. And I hope the people today would say, you know, okay, you've put your money where your mouth is, and we're going all out. I mean, it's maximum effort every day, so it matters. It matters hugely to me. I see this personally as a huge part of my legacy. You know, I want to win. I want to be remembered 50 years from now as a great owner. I don't think owners aren't the part. They, you know, the players are baseball. To quote that a line from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, Indy, you and I are just passing through history. You know, the arc, it's history. The World Series title, the players who deliver it, they're history. I'm just passing through, but I want to pass through and leave something indelible.
Good for you, John. Well, you know who's really made their mark also, big time? The fans in recent years. Can you describe what it is like to be an owner, to watch a sea of red? What is it, 45,000? Is that what's in there?
Well, when you're standing room only.
All right. What's it like to see that, and they're going crazy in October?
So I'll give you a couple of comments. I wasn't there when the commissioner made this statement, but people who were told me about it. When he walked into the stadium in 22, he turned to some people and said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And it's you know, that's, you got to try to put it in perspective like that. I mean, having grown up here, I'm not surprised by this because I've lived this since I've been 5 years old in person. But it's, you go to other stadiums and they say, oh, this is really, people are, you know, excited. But you kind of look at me and say, well, that's like nothing to us. I mean, here's another example. We had a group of chief financial officers in the stadium on a Tuesday night. I think it was August. And, you know, there's 44,000 plus fans there, and they were going nuts. And one of the CFOs turned to our CFO and said, is there something special tonight? And our guy goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, I mean, all the fans, like all the excitement. And he goes, no, this is like every day. I said, if you came yesterday, you'd see it. If you come tomorrow, you'd see it. And just, you know, you really can feel the stadium move. You know, when these 45,000 people are up and screaming, I mean, there's a seismograph reading from Penn State. When Bryce Harper hit the home run in the 22 NLCS, it jumps. I mean, you can literally see it. And then then it drops, and then it goes along. And then when Nick made the final out, caught the final out, I mean, it goes back up again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you talk to the trainers down inside the belly of the stadium, underground, and they would tell you the plate glass windows were shaking.
Wow.
There was water rippling in the whirlpools. I mean, where else do you get that?
Sure.
But Philadelphia. And that's why, when I started out on this, I knew if I put the right team on the field, the fans would respond. There was zero doubt. I was 100% confident that Philadelphia fans would respond the way they had for, all of the 60-plus years.
You've lived it. Being here, you know the moments. You have lived.
Yeah.
You have lived. Like, this is, you remember Guy Smiley? This is your life? Like,
yeah.
Philly's baseball, I mean, it is.
And it's not just, it's not just baseball. I mean, I can tell you, talk about when the Flyers won the Stanley Cup in 74. I was a freshman in college. It was in the middle of Massachusetts. I was surrounded by hundreds of Boston Bruin fans. And there was probably, a dozen or 20 of us, from Philadelphia. We're watching the TV and a frat, and we won, and we all just kind of went, "Ah!"
Wow.
And the campus was just silent. And we went to dinner after that. We were pounding the table and stuff. And everybody from Massachusetts and New England was just like bummed out.
Yeah, sure.
And so I've lived that, and it's, I love the opportunity to give Philadelphia moments like that.
Good, John. Why is it that the third time with this group, the third time is the charm?
Well, I think if you look at the 07 through 11 team and you look at the 80 team, I think each of those teams, and I would say the same thing about our team, I think we've gotten better every year. I think this is a more complete team. The roster from top to bottom is better. We've kept the top. We've raised the bottom. The average is higher. I think there's experience matters. And Nick made a point about what we did in the offseason is we knew the players could do this. And the players now know each other better. They understand each other better. I think it's a more cohesive team today than it was in 22. So I think all of those ways. And look, this is a sport where the interaction between players is especially important because you're playing 6 out of 7 days with them. And so you're constantly with them. And I think that chemistry is really, really important. And they believe in each other. They, when somebody can't get the job done, the next man up says, "Okay, I'll do it." And you think back to some of those games at home, particularly the Mets series at home, and we had AAA players making huge at bats, critical walks, critical hits to win the last two games. I mean, it's special, and the chemistry creates an atmosphere and a culture in the clubhouse and on the field and in the dugout.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And all of that works in multiple ways to kind of just make the team better. So that's...
Yeah.
John Middleton here on WIP. As we announced a few minutes ago, WIP, Odyssey, our parent company, the Phillies, a multi-year extension to keep Phillies baseball here on WIP and the Odyssey app for years to come. John, one more thing I want to do while you're here, and I want to get your reaction in the moment to it, because, you know, we have... what we believe is perhaps the greatest compilation of Phillies audio that we play about once a year. And I want to get your reaction to it. You just referenced 80. You just referenced 08. You just referenced 60 years of Phillies baseball that you've personally seen. Back in the pandemic, when there was no opening day on what would have been opening day, to try to lift the spirits of our listeners, and everybody was very down at that time. You know, it's a very tough time in society. We put together a compilation of the greatest moments in Phillies history. And we have added to that in recent years, as you, with your organization, have added to that in 22 and 23. I want to play this for you. We were going to play it tomorrow, but since you are here, I want to play this for you. I want to get your reaction. This is a couple minutes. I want everyone listening right now to enjoy. This is our life as Phillies fans, the greatest of the great. John, sit back, relax, enjoy, and then we're going to get your reaction. Let's hear it for Phillies baseball.
Stretch by Robinson. The 3-0 pitch.
Swing and long drive. There it is. Number 500. The career 500th home run for Michael Jack Smith. And the Phillies have regained the lead in Pittsburgh. 8-6. And the Phillies dugout comes swarming out to home plate.
First postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time. And it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace. And the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
A one-strike pitch. Trail a line drive. Fair ball. Left field line. Aviles scores. There's no one to be waved around. He's going to score. Matty Trio.
A pinch hit, two-run shot, and the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
A 1-2 pitch, swing, a hard ground ball, base hit, down the left field line, Druck scores, Phillies win, 4-3, and the RBI hit by Kim Baptiste.
Struggling off, a perfect game for Jim Bunning. Here come his teammates. Oh, what a happy scene for the Phillies and Jim.
Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Amelia is going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Mitchie Poo. The Phillies have won it 6-5 and 10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it?
Swing and a drive left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
Harper has put the Phillies on top.
It's popped up. Boom. Rose. They'll have a play. Boom dropped it and Rose caught it.
On the heels of J-Roll, there goes Chase, and this is chopped to McBride. He throws it. Chase is going to keep going, and he's safe at home plate.
Wow.
Chase Utley, you are the man.
Nods yes. The wind. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. Castro's got it. Spins. Throws. Yeah. He got him. A perfect game for Roy Halladay. 27 up and 27 down. Halladay is bobbed at the mound as the Phillies celebrate perfection tonight in Miami.
Ground ball. It's fair ball. Wonderful band of opposite field.
Sabathia with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Down the left field line. Ron going
come
back.
On,
he looks up. And it is gone!
Yes!
Grand slam, Victorino!
Oh, wow!
Phillies lead here in the second. 5-1.
A 1-2 pitch. Oh, is that huge?
Field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Rollins ball
yeah.
near third. This game is over as the Phillies
Woo.
Strike again with two outs in the ninth inning. And they have a 3-1 lead.
Pitch to Schmidt.
Long drive to left field. He buried it. He buried it way back.
To Zimmerman. Ground ball up the middle. J-Roll dives to Utley Rodriguez.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
The Phillies are the National League Eastern Division champions on a spectacular double play. Turn J-Roll to Utley to Howard. What a play by J-Roll.
Oh, my word.
Popped up. Shallow right. Segura going out. Castellanos coming on. Castellanos
yes!
has it. Phillies have the National League Championship. They have beaten the Padres 4-3, and they celebrate on their home turf.
3-2 pitch, swing and a drive right center field. Maddox is there. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
Gentlemen, is the ultimate, and I mean ultimate, Phillies montage. And John Middleton, we are so proud to have Phillies baseball on WIP and part of the Odyssey family. And we are excited for October.
Let's go, Phillies!
John, what is going through you hearing all that?
Goosebump moments. It's a replay of my life. You know, I experienced every single one of those events in some fashion live. May have been listening to the radio, may have been at the game itself, but I as soon as they started talking, I knew within a couple of seconds what was coming.
Of course.
And it's special. And I tell you what's really, to me, what's really special is you listen to the background noise, particularly for the home games and the fans. I mean, that reaction...
Yeah.
That's why my job's important. That's what my mission is in life. And I need to give people those moments again. Because they're indelible moments growing up. You could be watching with your best friend. You could be watching with your parents or your grandparents. And, you know, it just when I think about the 80 series and the final out, I was sitting in the last row of 648 with my father. And I just, that was such a special moment for the two of us. And then taking the subway up, getting off at City Hall, and just Broad Street was mobbed. You couldn't even move. It took us like an hour and a half to get to our car, which is like a block and a half away. But we talk about that for the rest of that moment for the rest of our lives together. And it's just special. And that's my mission.
Well, listen, John, the next 4 weeks, you got a shot for all those cheers again. And what, you know, Harry said there, 08 World Series champion, it really could be in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys could really do it. John, we wish you the best of luck. You got a great team. And again, on behalf of everyone, WIP Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, and our parent company, Odyssey, thank you for believing in us and connecting with us. And we're so proud to have Phillies games for years to come here on WIP. Good luck this October.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There he is. Let's hear it for the Phillies owner, John Middleton. All right, 215-592-9494. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.